Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's Pharrell back at the D Casino and Hotel down on Pharrellmont Street. And we're coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York and here in Sin City. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. Football is about to get funner with Skittles, Snickers, and M&M brands, the official sponsors of Super Bowl 53. Pump up your party all postseason long. They got a party happening here on Sunday, and we don't need Skittles. What we need is more M&Ms, because everybody's going to be drinking and thinking and yelling and screaming and spinning and laughing and hurling and hurling and trying to beer puke. Tom Brady leads the Patriots to their third straight Super Bowl against a young team with quarterback Jared Goff and the Rams. The Super Bowl Today team, JB, Phil, Coach, Nate, and Boomer cover every angle before kickoff with coverage beginning at 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific, only on CBS. It's all happening Sunday in Atlanta, LA, and New England. PharrellOnTheBench.com will have you ready. The best picks, the best props, all the action that matters. PharrellOnTheBench.com has everything. All the NBA, college rack, ranked and unranked, NHL, every game, boxing, MMA, every fight, daily fantasy. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, RV, or boat insurance? Get it all at geico.com. Always my favorite show of the week when we're at the legendary D, when we get a hookup with these two. Nothing but trouble. The owner of the D, Derek Stevens, and his VP of operations, Mike Palm. Gentlemen, good evening.
Scotty, how you doing? Welcome home, baby. Welcome home.
My man, Derek. Mike, how you doing, brother?
What could be better? Thursday night is Super Bowl weekend, and we're with Pharrell.
I got to tell you, I sit in my room, and now I watch you guys like you watch all of us in those eye in the skies. I now watch you two on my TV when I'm laying in my bed at night, and you're doing nothing but pure gambling. It's a beautiful thing.
Pure gambling. First, congratulations. You know, this is your Super Bowl, CBS Super Bowl here for Pharrell, right?
Right, it is. It's big.
And I'll tell you what, that's pretty much all we talk about is pure gambling. And that's why I want to bring Mike up here. You know, Mike is on the air January 31st today. 51 plays on the air, went 40-11 in the month of January.
That's solid. I love that, Mike.
23 plus numbers.
Are
too.
You gonna? Are you gonna, Mike? Are you gonna? When you guys open up your book here and at Circa, are you gonna be the odds maker? Who's gonna set the lines?
No. We hired a professional for that.
Come on, you could do that easily.
I look at it from the bettor's perspective. We need somebody to look at it from the house's perspective. We got Matt Metcalf, used to work at the Westgate. Went out on his own for about eight years.
Oh, so he was at the Superbook and you got him?
He was. 8 years he was on his own making a living betting sports and decided to get back in the industry. And he was recommended to us by some top guys in the city, and we were lucky enough to snatch him up.
So is he going to run the one here and then the one at Circa? First he'll be here and then he'll go over there? What are the plans for that transition?
So first, we're going to open June 1st at the Golden Gate.
Okay.
We're building a book out there.
That's awesome.
Beautiful. It's a bag. You can't see it now, but we're going to knock a wall down in that expansion area. And so June 1st, we'll have a book there, and then we'll convert the William Hill here, and sometime later in June, take that over.
So the expansion at the Golden Gate, because I go there every night, late night, as you know. I was there every single night this week playing. And I went in the back where the Pancake House used to be, and you converted that into some kick-ass slots areas. Is it back there even further? You're going to knock a wall down, or is it somewhere else?
No, so as you're looking at it, on the east side of the building, so to the left as you're looking at where we have that beautiful petals of TVs there, and that's
right,
and the
right,
chandelier.
Right.
The back of that area is what will blow out the wall, and we'll have our
So you moved
book.
The cashier all the way to the left from all the way to the right by the crabs tables. You made that transition. When did that happen? Last year?
Yeah, it happened last year. Yeah, we had to get ready for this one.
Do you like how that all is coming along down at the Golden Gate? It looks a lot different and a lot better than it did. I thought it was always kick-ass, but now I think it's better than ever.
I think it's terrific, and we're all set up, you know, with Circa coming on a couple years from now. So we're all set over at the Golden Gate, and, yeah, we had to move a couple things around and make it a little more hospitable.
Listen, hospitable, please. I mean, this place is completely sold out, as usual, for Super Bowl, Derek, and you know what that means. It's going to be a lot of fun, and everybody's going to be hitting the tables. Everybody's going to be at Long Bar just throwing back beverages. Everybody's going to be hitting the sports book. You're going to have kiosks set up in the lobby for the bash on Sunday. So, as you know, I'll have about 1,000 tickets going. You got to be excited every year at this weekend. Is so huge. It is just the most gargantuan thing ever. I know it makes you lick your chops because I freak out. The action here and the passion of the fans and the crowds and the energy in this casino at the D is palpable. It's crazy.
Scott, you know what's amazing? You were here for one of our first Super Bowl parties at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center.
Right.
You know, maybe you had a few hundred people there. But this Sunday, we'll have 7,000 people at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center to watch the Super Bowl on the biggest screen anywhere in the country. It's going to be unbelievable.
Mike, who do you like in the Super Bowl? You've been on fire. Are you willing to release your plays?
I will. I have two plays I've made so far. Actually, three. But I'm on the Patriots here. I laid two.
I'm with you.
I laid two last week on Sunday. I think Derek made the same play. I'm on the Patriots. Then I took two props. I have the Patriots -7.5, +260
So if they were to win by 8, you're making some fat stacks.
I'm getting 13-5 on my money there. And then I also took a I'm an under guy. They call me the Undertaker on that other network.
The Undertaker.
The sharpest of the sharp. So I like the second quarter.
I like that.
The second quarter under 17. I really like that a lot. Instead of playing the whole game under 56, I like the second quarter under 17.
All right, Carver Hytel, let's release to Derek with that fresh suit he's got on. And, Mike, release your favorite props because you've got a bevy of winners. Last year he left with so much cash. You're like, I know you love partying with Carver High, Derek. And Carver High, I got pictures of you and him partying. They are beautiful. I put them out every year. They're like Christmas cards. You doing drinking that, like, what is that Bavarian beer you guys drink at the bar down there that's like 7%?
Duvel.
And then, remember, he won so much money last year that he was handing out $20 bills to people he didn't know when he was leaving the casino to go to the airport. Who are your props?
My favorite one is a cross sport one. I love Ram field goals over Kings goals Saturday night against the Islanders. I think that is... I think the Rams will kick 3 or 4 field goals in the game, and I think the Islanders will shut out the Kings on Saturday night.
Did you have to lay anything on that, Carver High?
I got to see what it was on the I think it was -130 it might have been for to get the field goals.
You might be on a free roll if the Islanders can shut them out.
What other one? What other ones?
Over 48.5 yards for the longest field goal. I think that there's a couple of big kickers in the game. And James White over 6.5 receptions.
James White, is that last year he hit the Ertz over 6 and made a fat stack. I mean, he was handing out $20 bills to people, literally. We're walking in the airport at 5 in the morning, and he was giving strangers $20 bills. I'm like, bro, you're hammered. He's like, mind your own business.
I hope Carver High wins these bets because, you know, he's all about Greg Zuerlein in both those plays.
Right.
And the Westgate, when they opened their MVP odds, had Greg Zuerlein at 100-1. I bet him at 100-1. Derek, what's he at right now?
Well, he's at 18-1. 18-1.
So you're with me, Mike.
You're with me on Zuerlein.
So that thing shrunk. So, Derek, who do you like in the game? Because, listen, you have so people can better understand. Last year in the NCAA basketball tournament, this guy had a ticket for $1 million riding on that championship game, and his favorite, Maize and Blue, lost. But that would have been a fat milliones. And you love to play, and you love to take, you know, big bets to the limit. I love it. What do you got in this game?
Yeah, you know, back at that championship game, the NCAA, that was the one game when we were running up into a team like Villanova.
Right.
We hedged it out, so we came out okay.
You did all right.
This particular game, I really like the over in this game.
Right, over the 57.
No, not over 57. You know, things are changing now.
What is it now?
Well, wait a second. It's either 56.5 or 57, but I'm going to make most of my plays after the game.
In play.
I'm going to in play. This is the first Super Bowl for me, and I've been betting Super Bowls for 30 years. This is my first Super Bowl where I can tell you I'm going to bet far more after the game kicks off than I do before. And I would say probably at a ratio, I'll probably bet 10 times more after the game kicks. Because I think I think we're going to get over 54, 52, 50, 48, 47. Probably at my median around about 49.5, 50 or something. But I'm going over, but I'm going to go over a lower number because I think this opportunity is very unique in 2019 to be able to do that.
Who do you think wins the game? Who do you like?
I like the Patriots to win the game.
So we're all on it, and you're willing to lay that 2, 2.5. It's 3 at Willie Hill. I don't like that number. I'm running down the street in my underwear to get 2.5.
Yeah, Mike and I had Championship Sunday. We had a lot of fun watching these games, but we were ready to go the moment the two teams were determined.
Mike, you're willing because you said you did that prop of 7.5. You actually think in the back of your mind there's a chance you feel that they could actually win this game. By everyone thinks it's going to be close. 3, 4. Every Patriot Super Bowl has been really close. All of their Super Bowls have been really close. But you think they might actually win this game by 8 to 10?
Yeah, I look at that NFC Championship game and how lucky the Rams were to get here. I mean, if Drew Brees scores touchdowns in the first quarter, that game's
over.
It's 21-0. It's
I
over.
I hit that game. I had the Rams on the money line and on the road to cover getting that 3.5. It was great.
I had them all. I had that and the
other. So I got no tears, baby.
I have no tears, but I look at the strength of their team. I don't think Brady's kicking field goals inside the red zone.
Right.
And I look back at when the last time McVay faced Belichick.
Right.
When they went in there, when he was the offensive coordinator with the Redskins, they
right.
went into Foxborough. He took them to the woodshed. I think there's a big coaching edge here with Belichick. And
I'm with you. I'm with you all the way. Let me ask you this question about, Derek, about Circa. You know, last year I had you on for the State of the D address. We do it annually here on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. And you, revealed nothing to me as usual. You never tell me anything. You never tell me your secrets. You never tell me your business plans. You never tell me the name of the casino. You don't tell me the restaurants that are going to be in the casino. You tease me. You walk me around the property. You put a hard hat on me and take me out into the cement hole. You take me over to where they keep the bodies under the cement. And then you just refuse to tell me anything. This year's State of the D address, can you at least tell me, now you've got your Shangri-La, the Circa. It is just unbelievable. It's your dream, your vision. It's all happening. I go over there and stare out those holes just for fun. I just stand there for like a half hour every day and look at the hole knowing. And the one question I had was, where's the water going to come from? All I know is underneath the, like I look, there's nothing there. Where does it come from? And how big? It's going to be like what, 750, 800 rooms? Amazing. How many restaurants? The pool's got 4 levels. The sportsbook's the biggest sportsbook in the world. I mean, it's crazy what you've come up with. Great stuff.
You hit the nail on the head. The biggest sports book in the world. That's right. The best pool in the history of America.
In the world. Four tiers. I mean, the people on the fourth level are going to be yelling obscenities at the people down on one and making fun of them that they're not as pimped out as the people on 4. I can feel it already.
I love the fact I get to do this with you. I don't need to answer a question. I love it. I love it. It's going to be great.
Did you know that Richard Wilk had me out with porn stars the other evening till 5 in the morning? It was a terrific night out. I love those girls. They all used to do my Howard Stern show. I know Kendra for years. Only naked, though. So what about the restaurants? Once again, you will reveal nothing to me on the State of the D address. I've heard that the names of all the restaurants are secretive and that you will give me nothing tonight. What kind of restaurants are you going to have there? And I'm sure you'll tell me nothing.
Oh, Scott, we're going to have the greatest steakhouse. We're going to have a great steakhouse, just like you like Andiamo. We're going to have a complimentary steakhouse here. We're going to have a whole bunch of restaurants, and I can't wait to announce them. Won't be tonight, but I can't wait to announce
them. Listen, Mike, you know that I love Andiamo more than my wife. And more than my children, not as much as the Penguins, but, you know, those Detroit Red Wing fans, they don't matter. We win all the cups. That 08 cup was fixed. But, I mean, honestly, are you gonna have a version of that down at the circuit? Can you at least give me that?
We'll have a top-end steakhouse.
These two liars.
We will.
Liars. These guys are liars. And they got all the money. So, how much action is going on this weekend? Do you think anybody's going to be betting on the game? You think anybody's going to be at the tables? Your boy Carver High last night roasted you for about $7.50 down on the free bet table. How do you like them apples, Mr. Stevens?
There's got to be a flaw in that game. I've been telling you, Derek. If Carver High can beat you on that game, there's a flaw.
I mean, honestly.
We were looking at it. That's right. He made the hit sheet.
So you guys are now on TV every day. Your show's gotten huge. very popular. All the people in town that do betting shows are jealous of you. They've been sending ricin in the mail down here to the casino. They've been sending threats to your neighborhood, leaving notes at the gated community out at the condo. Derek's TV show sucks. Meanwhile, you guys are killing everybody. Everybody's jealous of you just the way you like it. I know you guys are having fun doing the TV show and radio show. You're having a blast hanging with Musburger?
Yeah, we love it. We love it. I mean, we love hanging around all the guys that want to talk sports. I mean, it's like when you come into town, we love it. I mean, these guys are the local guys. So we get to see them all the time. We only get to see a couple weeks
us
a year.
Us big shot national guys.
I love what Scotty brings Pharrell on the bench.
Does Musburger hit any bets?
He's not bad.
He's not bad?
A lot of teasers. He hits the teasers both ways. No, he's pretty good, actually. He doesn't give out that many plays,
listen,
but he's usually right.
Do you know I used to listen to him call Chicago Bulls play-by-play games on WBBM in Chicago when I was a little kid laying in bed late at night not listening to my parents? Just like you listening to Ernie Harwell, right?
That's right.
Well, listen, it's always a pleasure to be here, and we're huge fans of what you're doing at the D and what you're doing at Surga and Golden Gate. What you've done, the renaissance to downtown Las Vegas, is unequaled by anyone in Las Vegas history. You've been a magnet, a titan, and a maverick downtown here. Congratulations, Mike, as well, running all VP of Ops here at the D. I'm sure you'll be incredible at the Circa as well. Congratulations on all your success, and it's a blast always having you on the bench. Thanks so much for stopping by with us tonight on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Thanks so much for coming over here. I love having Pharrell on the bench down here. And one of my favorite things when we do this on a Thursday night at Super Bowl is once the show's over, we're going to get to hang out at the world-famous Long Bar, and then we can really start.
That's right.
Talking.
There'll be no sleeping tonight. Where's Richard Wilk? You got the porn star's phone number? I got to give her a call. I'm going to meet her at about 1 a.m. tonight. Thank God it's like midnight in the East right now. My wife's snoring with her vape in her hand. She's two-fisted like a – she's like Jesse James. You got to get a couple of those. They're better than the real ones. You got to get the double-fisted vapes. You get a cigar going. You got a cigarette going. I got a spleef going. It's legal in Nevada now, baby. I was down asking the guy about CBD oil. Derek's like, what the hell happened to this interview? He's talking about dope and cigarettes at this point? What is happening here? Listen, go have a beverage. I'll see you later. We'll go party. Again, I love the soup. Mike, keep rocking. Thanks for coming on the bench.
Thanks, Scotty. We love it.
All right, VP of Ops, Mike Palm, and the legendary Derek Stevens. Give it up for him. Thanks to Derek for having us here again at the D all week long, broadcasting with Entercom. I love you, brother. Thanks. There it is. All right, 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
I tried to get the names of the restaurants for Mafia because...
There was no way you were getting the names of the restaurants. That wasn't going to happen.
He never gives me anything.
Come on.
Ever.
That wasn't going to happen. You know that.
He never gives me anything.
You weren't getting that out of him.
I tried to get the name of the place out of him.
You didn't even.
That was last year.
There's going to be, remember, there's going to be like a Coney dog type place, but not dog. It's going to be something else.
Burgers and wings.
Right. But we don't have a name on that either.
He wouldn't even have told me that.
No. Mafia, not giving you any names.
Mafia wanted to get the names of all the restaurants for, you know, future trips. He was like, just get me the names of the restaurants so I can see what I'm going to eat when I'm there. He likes to plan his meals. What did you think of our meal tonight?
Meal tonight was unbelievable.
Tell him where I took you.
We went to Big Earn's, the barbecue joint, down at right down across the street, down the block.
I took Mafia to where we got to get our pedicures. I know that sounds pretty femmy to everybody, but I like having chicks massage my feet for an hour.
Hey, when you're on vacation, you got to do it right, right?
Right. So I love getting a foot massage, so I went to get a pedi, and there's a barbecue place right there. And we ate pork tips. What else? Sausage?
Yeah, we got sausage.
And we had brisket.
It was unbelievable.
And then
really
you
good.
Said it's like floating in your belly.
It's a heavy dinner before we do this. It's
I mentioned earlier that I had chapped lips from it all.
It's a heavy dinner. You're doing a radio show and not going and running calisthenics, Carver.
Listen,
come on.
Did you see Carver High? All the heavy brass from Entercom is here.
I
mean, look at this. All the power brokers are here. I mean, all the juice at Entercom has showed up here at the D and the View Bar. And I'm just glad that we did the show tonight with clothes on, because last night they would have probably sent us home.
It's good to see them. I'm glad they came out. It's great having them here.
Briggs wasn't here. Did Tracy narc on me that I did the whole show in my polo underwear last night? Are you leaving now? You're off?
Yeah, he's coming back. Jay's will be back.
What's he going to smoke a fatty?
He gets a break. He's been working hard back here.
Jesus. Take me next time. I'm just kidding. Dan Carney's a Rams fan. He's been walking around the intercom offices all week wearing, like, pom-poms. He had on a thong. He had on a Speedo at work today. He's got, like, a leather jacket on tonight. It looks like Fonzie. He's got, like, cigarettes and a Ram logo on the collar. He's got the cufflinks that say L.A. on him. I mean, he is really pimping it out. So did you hit the Nets last second on a money line, or did they blow it?
I did not hit the Nets. They lost to the Spurs, unfortunately.
I hit Oregon with a nice little late night.
Yeah, you were on the Ducks.
I was on the Ducks late night.
I wish I would have known
78-72 over the Utes and Salt Lake Shakers.
I'm stalking all these late games here. You know me. I like to jump in on the live line. So I'm looking around to see where I'm going to go.
How's your boy LeBron doing in his first game back?
Looks like it's a tight one over at the Staples Center. It's a three-point game.
51-48. I'll tell you what he's got. Right now he's got 3 points. He's really killing it.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. He's been out for a while.
This is what happens. You get a little ring rust on you, and you look like Adrian Broner in a fight. You know what I mean? My boy AB never threw a punch for 12 rounds, and he thought he won the fight. You know you're tripping when you think you win the fight and you haven't thrown a punch for 12 rounds.
That's it.
I got to tell you. So, what did you think today, Carver High? A big story. Dan Carney, he just offered a Cadillac for us for when we're here from now on, because we just finished as one of the best sports radio shows in the nation.
We finished in the top 20.
We just got ranked as one of the best shows in sports radio. You got to love that, Pharrell. Pats, baby. What up, kid? What up, kid?
What up, kid?
All right, so, how about that?
Yes, we've been a little bit outside of it the last couple of years, but this year
we're in
the mix.
We got screwed. The last two years, we finished 21st. It's only a top 20. And then when you finish 21st, they also post that you're the first out. So like in an NCAA tournament, the first four out, they always screw them and talk about your losers have fun at the NIT. For the last 2 years, they said Pharrell on a bench was the first out. And then last year, they said he just missed it by 2 points this time. But this year, we beat the team behind us by 22 points and kicked their ass and slept with their wives. And I got to tell you, she was really good in bed. I'm just saying. I was almost late to the show tonight. Thanks, Lolita. Anyway, Carver High, I got to give all the credit to Mafia and Carver High. I said that today, and neither one of them believed me. I said that on Twitter, that all the credit goes to my producers for keeping me on the rails. So, like, on Monday night, I did a show here live, and they complained. Carver High's like, you're a mess. You're all over the place. You barely talk sports. You were talking to the people in the bar and not the people on the radio. Get your act together. Clean it up. Shake it off. Take a shower. Slap your face. He's like, what do I got to do? Get you a fatty? And then I'm like, all right, I'll give you a better show Tuesday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, tonight, I've been giving you a killer show. Am I good enough for you? But he's the reason, and Mafia, that we're finally one of the best shows in the country as ranked by Barrett Sports Media. Give it up for us being badasses. All right. It's the only night of the year Mafia is allowed to smoke bongs before the show. The night you get to celebrate the ranking, they have a giant bong down on the corner of Charlton and Hudson in New York City. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. All right, let's go back to New York and hand it off to the Bonanno crime family. Marco Belletti.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, back in Vegas, it's Pharrell on the Bench on CBS Sports Radio. And Carver High's here with me, and he's rocking the Irish leprechaun four-leaf clover sport coat. Just absolutely pimping it out. Have we gotten a shot of you out on Twitter yet?
I don't think so. We'll take care of that.
How about we do a little, I'm going to do a little more Twitter live with the juggling.
We'll do that sometime in the third hour. Or we could do with the juggling, whichever you want to do.
I want to do a Carver High fashion show and a juggling repertoire.
Okay, we'll do that at the break.
Hopefully, I'll be able to do a good job with the apples as opposed to the juggling balls.
A little more challenging. We'll see what happens.
It's harder to, bounce them off your head and foot. They're like rocks.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to do that.
I am going to do it.
Okay.
Apples are like rocks, and they're a lot harder than the juggling bag. Very disappointed I brought new juggling balls with me to Las Vegas, and I juggled once, and they broke. One of them broke. So the seams came loose already. I mean, I had them once. I used them once, and they're already ruined. I hate that guy that sold me those. I hate him dead. Honestly, he sold me juggling balls that broke after one day of juggling. You got to be kidding me. My guy Billy's here from the Golden Gate. He's the best juggler in the West Coast.
Yeah, Billy!
You should see this guy juggle bottles of scotch, and he pours drinks off of his head. Literally, he puts a bottle on his head, and it sits there, and he pours shots to people. And, I mean, it just gets him all kinds of ass, I got to tell you. If you've ever seen a guy score, this guy with his pouring drinks off his forehead, it's the funniest thing you've ever seen. Honestly, I go down there every night just to watch him juggle. I don't even drink. I want to drink, though. Anyway, you can see Mafia didn't think that was very funny. Thank you. So, Carver High, I got to give you credit. You just jumped in on the Clippers at halftime. Your boy LeBron James with only a 5-point rusty pelican effort tonight in his first game back.
Yeah, he doesn't look like himself, obviously. He's been out for a long time. I got on the Clippers getting 2.5 for the game. So let's see how that works out for me.
Have you ever seen a guy not play and sit on the bench and be on national television more than LeBron James?
No.
The guy doesn't play for 2 months, and he's on more than the Lakers. When they play their games on TV, like on TNT or whatever, they show LeBron at like every 30 seconds the whole game.
It was hard for them when he was out because they had to show so much of him just sitting there in the suit or sitting there in the sport coat, whatever. You know, they scheduled so many Laker games for national TV. These last 6 weeks have really hurt the NBA not having LeBron out there every night for them.
Bleacher Report had a video of him today, like pointing up to fans in the upper deck at Staples, giving people shouts out as if that's some kind of story.
Well, that's his people, man. He loves it out there in L.A.
Yeah, sure he does. He likes making that Hollywood money.
He likes
all those movie deals and TV deals he's got.
He's making all those TV shows now. That's why he's there to begin with. He's not there to win championships.
I don't even think he cares.
You think he went to the Lakers to win games? He went there to start his next career. That's the only reason he's in L.A.
He could give a rat's ass about the game.
He doesn't care. He knows he's not beating the Warriors no matter where he is. So he might as well get the jump on making all the movies.
So what do you think, seriously, of the way Porzingis, it seemed to me, Geltzeiler was telling us, that he went to the front office and basically told his bosses, get me out of here because I think you suck. Because he literally told them, I don't like what you're doing. I don't like where you're headed. We don't win. There's a bad culture here. And I'm not going to sign here. I'm going to be an unrestricted free agent in 1 year. So whether you like it or not, it's either let me go now restricted or let me go unrestricted because I'm going to leave either way. So what they did was, in less than an hour, they traded his ass.
Well, look, here's the problem with the NBA right now. And today you saw a big reason for it. What has Porzingis done in this league to be able to run around and dictate terms?
And
what
Garner,
has that dude done in his career?
Nothing.
Nothing. He's been in the league for 3 years. He's barely played half the games that he's supposed to play in.
Right.
He's been injured half the time. And he can run around and say, I want to play here. What is that guy's done nothing in the league.
Do you know why he's always injured?
Well, you've said this 1,000 times. Because of how tall he is and how lean he is.
Because he's a toothpick. He's got no muscle.
It's too much on his legs and on his knees.
He's
and
just an absolute minute ball.
So that's going to be a problem for him. It's been a problem already while he's young.
I think he can shoot, and I think he can block shots.
I'm not saying he's a bad player. I'm saying he's done jack squat in the league to be able to run around and dictate where he's going to play. It just he has.
So what do you think of his chances with so he went to Real Madrid to rehab his knee in the summer to their facilities in Europe. And he, you know, he loves Doncic. They're like peas in a pod. And your boy Dirk Nowitzki, he loves him too. And guess what? Here's what I think is going to happen. When Dirk Nowitzki retires, he's going to work in the front office of the Mavs. I believe that he's going to do that. And then I think that he's gonna be the reason Porzingis re-signs with the Mavericks and stays with Carlisle and Donnie Nelson. Now, listen, Carlisle has been around forever. Back in the day, he was an assistant for Bill Fitch and the Nets in New York. And he has learned, like, the game from some of the best. And I think he's, like, a really solid NBA pure coach, flat-out coach. And I think that he can do a lot more with Porzingis, I'll be honest with you, then these hyped, overpaid, over-mediated coaches that they have in New York. Fizdale, he loves hearing himself talk more than I do. I mean, honestly, this guy never turns down a microphone. He talks all day long, and he never wins. And I understand why he never wins, because he's got no talent. They don't even have a team. They are literally throwing games every night of the week. But do you believe Porzingis will stay in Dallas, cut a deal with Dirk and Donnie Nelson, and play for Carlisle and win a championship with Doncic? Because I think if he can stay healthy and he plays with Doncic, I believe that team in 5 years will win an NBA championship.
They're going to need another piece, but it's absolutely possible that they can. For the Knicks, we know what this is all about. Now it's down to this. Lose as many games as you can possibly lose for the rest of the season. Hope that you get the number one pick in the draft, which they'll have a good chance of getting. Get Zion Williamson, and then you have all the cap space to go and actually believe that you're going to get Kevin Durant. You have to get, here's the thing, you got to get some combination, two out of these four. Durant, Kawhi, Kyrie, and Jimmy Butler. Now, me and you talked about this. You don't want Jimmy Butler. So they need two out of those other three.
He's a cancer so everywhere he goes.
Will they sign two of those three guys this summer?
Hey, Carney, look at this chick. She's got the Rams hat on, the Rams jersey, 79, my favorite number, Rams shoes, Ram boots, Ram underwear. I mean, this girl, she's making you look average. You just have like a normal Rams coat on. I mean, look at her. She's just outdoing you. Look at Billy over here. Look at Billy. The whole family's dressed up in Rams.
Got the Ferragamo jersey on.
I mean, the Patriots fan. I'm surprised you guys didn't beat up those Pats fans that walked through here. We got a fist fight. My guy right here is ready to take on anybody. He's like, I will roll you. Oh. Roll me.
They really can't lose by enough, man. Oh.
Yeah.
The Pats. You can't lose by enough.
So, what do you think? The best part of that deal is twofold for me. One, did you know that Dennis Smith Jr. had a triple-double last night?
I didn't know that because they whacked him so badly. I didn't see what anybody
so
did
if he
game,
goes
so.
To if he goes to New York and has – because, you know, Carlisle said, and I think we all know he's loaded with talent. He's right. Just been unhappy down there because Doncic came in and has become the star, and Dennis Smith Jr. doesn't matter. But in New York
– him and Knox are all that matters right now.
He and Knox can just go out in green light city. Do you think Dennis Smith Jr. could do well? Here's the deal. I love getting him and those two number ones. That's all that matters to me. And getting rid of that $71 million Hardaway.
Yeah, that was a huge thing, and that's what Young Gelt was saying before. That contract was so bad, the contract they gave Hardaway Jr. To get rid of that, to get rid of the Courtney Lee contract, all these things helped the Knicks out tremendously. But they are going all in on getting one of these big players. And if they don't get any of them this summer, I know that Gelt was trying to paint a good picture about it. I don't see a good picture about it. They're going to be really bad, and they'll still have the cap space, but they're waiting around for another year. That's it.
So you don't think they'll get any of these superstars?
I don't think they're going to get anybody.
Not Durant. I don't think they're getting Kyrie Irving like at all. People that think he's going to the Knicks are tripping. He wasn't happy winning in Cleveland. He wasn't happy on loaded Boston. And you're telling me he's going to be happy on Loserville Knicks?
Well, here's the only thing for me with Kyrie. I could see it. I get where he's from. That's part of it. Also, he likes to be the only guy on the marquee. That's the reason why he left Cleveland.
Is there
he didn't
want
to share any spotlight with LeBron.
Is there anything worse than a guy that thinks he should be the only player on the team and not have any teammates?
But that's what he thinks. That's why I could see him in the garden.
My team won championships because we moved the ball and we got seven dudes that know how to play basketball and everybody knows their role and everybody does their job. You cannot win an NBA championship with one player. It ain't happening. I just do not believe it's happening. We're going to put a picture of Carver High up on Twitter soon, and we're going to do Twitter Live with Pharrell juggling. And we might even get Billy to juggle. I wonder if the bartenders will let him juggle here. Is that a union thing? Will he get...
It is.
You're not allowed behind that? You can't go behind another bar? I mean, to tell you. Wait a minute. You work for the Golden Gate. It's the same paycheck. Same paycheck. I got to tell you, I was over there the other night, and Billy, I mean to tell you, 3 in the morning, and they're 20 deep at his bar. They come to watch this guy perform behind the bar, and he's 20 deep at 3 in the morning and just making fat stacks. I mean, the buckets are filled with cash. I'm just like, this guy's just suckering people. He's so good at his job.
Billy puts on a great
job. He's
there.
Better than me. He's better, way better. He schools us. They should have him on the radio while he's serving people cocktails. I mean, to tell you, he makes Tom Cruise look pathetic in that movie. He should have had Billy in that movie. He would have made millions. He would have been living up in Red Rock. in a mansion overlooking the strip, giving people the finger in his underwear every morning on his balcony overlooking his hot tubs. Both of them. All right, so we got 2 more hours to go. Here's what I'm challenging you to do, because I know you're fat and lazy. Call the show. Put down the Doritos. Put down the scotch. Call the show. I'm going to open up the phones for the last 2 hours of the show. 2 more hours to go. 855-212-4227. A lot to talk about. NBA reserves have all been announced. We haven't been talking about the Pats and Rams. What's the problem? Let's talk about the Super Bowl. Let's break it down. Call the show. Pick it up, dial and dance. It's Pharrell from Pharrellmont Street, downtown Vegas at the D Casino Hotel, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.